Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit and all our global listeners. Welcome to another Thursday night open mic live with the Poetic Energy Network station. And this is Miss Poetic Energy holding it down in the evening time. We're waiting on my co-host to come through. He may be late or he may not make it through tonight. But I heard he did a swell job with holding it down while I was gone. So I am so excited to be here. And if he make it, I'll be happy. If he don't make it, I'll still be happy, and I will connect with him next week's show. All right, you know what? We just really want to get the show started here as the poets roll through. I'm going to read a poem from one of my books, Poetic Energy Lit, an anthology of poetry. I am going to read a piece entitled, first, let me pull it up here. I don't know if this is something going on here with this computer here. All right, I'm going to read a piece entitled Every Morning When I Rise. Every morning when I rise, my eyes fill with bursts of God's sunshine. He infuses a new inspiration in me. It's an inspiration that assures me that life will never be the same as it was the day before. It will be better. In the flow of my veins, the rejuvenation of inspiration is a gasoline to a fuel tank. It helps me take off full speed ahead. The inspiration that moves me makes me feel as if I am supernatural and I can do anything that all at once I thought I could not do before. Inspiration feels so heavenly. It makes me just want to scream out praises, exalting his name, glory, then with the highest praise, hallelujah. As inspiration trickles down my vertebrae in my spine, it flows up and down, and I can come alive, and my faith becomes strong like a clad iron fist. Yes, it is this moment, moments like this, that I am marveling the glory of early morning sunrise. It is every moment when I rise, it is rejuvenation and inspiration that makes me come alive. My vision is always so clear. Even when the light of God is supposed to blind me, instead, when I see God's sunshine in my eyes, I see the beauty of life. And the graces that he affords me daily, gratefulness becomes my testament that the favor of the Most High is resting upon my head. And with my eyes, I welcome the morning sunshine to shine brilliantly as stars in my eyes, because I recognize that life is beautiful with the divine in it. And that's my peace. Early morning rise. All right. I am going to do another piece, actually, from the Homeless Cry anthology as we wait for more people to show up. This is a piece that I have in the collection. Thank you, Ms. Pollock, X in Motion Smith. Such a wonderful spirit. Wake me so I can see the sunshine. Let the flowers bud, spread their wings open wide so I can smell their fragrance released from in between. Let the morning frost be as cool as a winter breeze. Let me witness the birds flying beneath the clouds. Let me watch the sun rays break through the heavens. Let me give thanks and praise God for my many blessings. I may not have a dwelling place that I can call home, and at least God gave me a family of all living things. Next to my bedded pallet, underneath I lay in the safety of my cardboard box. There's an army of all kinds of friendly insects. I am thankful that I am not alone. Often I dream about the wonders of the world, worming in the parks, playing hide and seek with the squirrels. My dreams drift into deep imagination, thinking of rock towers flowing with clear waters, warm sunny days, rainbow ornaments dangling from the sky, green pastures and trails of daisies decorating the earth, birds twirling playfully in the sky, soaring so high. Witnessing animals of gathered species of mammals, fleet hoofs passing quickly, leaving playful kisses from the wind, water splashes showering me from the flap of a fish's fin. I imagine children playing from a distance, women baking pies, laughing together, engaging in a game of gin. Men kicking back after today's catch of deers, relishing in the moment of relaxing, sipping on some cold beers. I imagine life so grand and filled with unconditional love, unfading of eternal bliss. Although I am without a physical home, Mother Earth provides for me a dwelling place and daily kisses me with her gentleness. Although I am without a physical home, at least I am in a place where I can belong, where I am not alone. I am not saddened by the circumstances of my living existence. I choose to honor my days and the years, basking in the glimpse of God's glory instead of crying tears. I thank him for my imagination, for imagination helps me get through the years, ridding me of the dark Roman street fears. Although I am without a home, at least I am not alone. Mother Earth nurtures me each morning. God wakes me. So don't fret for me. Thankfully, I see, in spite of my life circumstances, God loves me. If you wake me, don't shake me, because I need my imagination intact. I need to be able to travel in time, allowing my mind to captivate something more beautiful than what I saw the day before. And that's my piece. All right, we're going to keep the show going here and play some tracks, just like Mr. CBG said. That he will be here shortly. But we're going to, you know, keep it in rotation here. And I'm going to play one of our artists that will be attending our upcoming show in September, Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn. And this is one of his amazing pieces that I like. I like anything from Alvin Lloyd Horn. But I am going to play his piece entitled One for Me. Check it out, Detroit and my listeners. All right, let's see. Let's see what's going on here on this switchboard. There is something going on here. All right, people, great people, just bear with us here. Let's see what's going on here with the switchboard. It's one of those hot days, and sometimes things just happen, but you know, such is life. But I'm just so excited. You know, you never give up. You keep on going. And we got the switchboard back together here. And what we're going to do is play that piece like we said we were going to do, Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn. And this is entitled One for Me. Check it out.
One for me. you would tell the world I am the one. Is there one? One for me. One I could slide down mountain into the deepest sea to go under and find hot springs of eternal love to carry me to her heaven. If I should ever lose her heaven, could I live for me to look into her soul and find my soul living inside her love? Is there one? One for me. One who walks and talks and lays as I need and want. Could be the one to lead all our tribes, to end all wars. My heart as a spear would be a torch to light a way for her to find me when the smallest part of lonely came near. My kiss could replace a need ever to speak, but with her we would tell the world how love is and what love can do. Is there one? One? One for me. I know how to love her. Dreamed of her 100,000 times. Even as I talk to you, I can see myself making love to her, holding her, her loving me as I need to be. I can see her. Are you there? I just need to keep hope alive. Is there a place I need to be? I'm here with bare skin and a heart that will only beat and bleed for her. Wanting her eyes to bless me and undress me down to my weakest senses. Hope is my intravenous drip into my soul. send my heart in the right direction for the one who waits for me. I plead to rid me of the question, is there one? One for me.
Welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. Woo! That was Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn with One For Me. So that's a sample of his flavor. He will be on my stage in Michigan September 29th at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. But he is amazing. He has a book out entitled Brushstrokes. And Awesome. So I can't wait to, and he plays the cello and a couple other instruments, so I can't wait until he's here in Michigan on my stage. Yes, that is an awesome piece. I just want to make a quick few announcements. I'd like to acknowledge everyone in the chat room. Thank you so much for being here and supporting the Poetic Energy Network Station. We appreciate your support and love. All the guests, MM123, Poet X in Motion, my teammates, I so appreciate you, her, Quincy Lewis and Lori Roser, all of you guys that I had the pleasure of meeting who are now on my team here in Michigan, helping to bring the Spoken Word Billboards together. I so appreciate you guys. With you, you're making it possible to bring this program together, so I so appreciate you. I want to make a couple of announcements. I first want to announce that Michael Michelle Publishing House has gone international, y'all. We have our first international poet, Mr. Charles Frimprong, with his new book coming out July 6th, Remnants of My Soul. I am so excited for him. Talented young man. I read his, when I first got his manuscript, I was just floored because his words are just so powerful. And, he's from Ghana, and he's just, just an amazing guy. And, he calls me sister. And it's just so beautiful. So I just really thank him for choosing Michael Michelle Publishing House as his publishing company. And I'm so happy to have him as a part of the family. And he has brought in some more people that will be publishing with us soon. But we're not going to be taking any more manuscripts. We can only do so much because we still have other poets that we have and authors and novelists that we are getting out, and we have some motivational books, self-help books coming out from several people. So we're putting it all together, me and my new assistant, Ashante. She's doing a wonderful job. I so thank God for her for being a part of the Michael Michelle Publishing team and the Mia Happy team. I also want to make a quick announcement that I have Miss Poetic E, a.k.a. Michelle E. Alford. I am so excited that I have been nominated for the Small Business Influencers 2012 Award for my company in the expert division with Mia Happy. So the nomination process is still going on, but voting officially starts July 16th is what they told me today. I'm sorry, guys. I thought that, when you were going there that you were already voting, but you're just really just liking. So we will put up a new link when they provide us that information. But it's the countdown. We're still in the nomination process, but I have been nominated for that award. And also, my company, Mia Happy Life Coaching, has been accepted for an opportunity to win a $250,000 grant. We have there are a lot of people. Thank you, Kelly said she voted. Yes, thank you, Kelly. I saw that you voted. I so appreciate you for doing that for me. But we have so many people that are applying for that. That Chase Bank is giving away $3 million. So, you know, I've been voting for other people, too, because that's just the way I am. Because, you know, I believe that if anything is for you, you will have it and you can get it. And there's nothing wrong with voting for someone else to have an opportunity to win. Like I said, each person only gets $250,000. If you win, so they're giving out more than one. So up to $3 million will be given away by Chase Bank. You have to meet a certain criteria. They're not accepting every company. They you know, take you under a stringent process. So I thank God, me and Happy Life Coaching has been accepted into it. And I'm looking forward to winning, and if not, I'm looking forward to having somebody else win who's going to do something great with it. And there's always next time. All right, and don't forget, September 29th, we're going to play our commercial a little bit later on. But if you guys are on Facebook or LinkedIn or MySpace or anything, you'll get an opportunity. We have our pre-commercial. Tell me what you guys think. It's awesome. You know, Accent Ads. I want to give a shout out to Accent Ads for doing such a great job on the pre-commercial for me. We are going to have another commercial closer to the day's event. But I want to make sure I get it all in because we have so many things that's coming up. So many opportunities are coming up, not just for me, but other people in my circle. So I'm just happy and blessed to have so many people like Kelly and Quincy and Lori and so many of Ashante, so many of the other people in my community that are supporting things that I'm doing out there. One other thing, June 30th, if you are in the Michigan area, I am hosting a 10-pallet salad that I'm going to be feeding the community on me. All you have to do is come and you can eat, ten different flavors of salad that I'm going to make. And it's not that iceberg salad lettuce that I'm using. I'm using the herb lettuce, different types of herb lettuce, just to try to promote a healthy community and just to get, more acquainted with you guys. So we're going to be at the YWCA where I do my plus-size exercise classes every Tuesday night. But this is going to be on Saturday, June 30th at 4 o'clock. So anybody is welcome to come. I appreciate you and your support. So make sure you keep that on your calendar. All right, enough with all the announcements. But I'm going to keep the show going because I see a couple of people raising their hands, so I want to get them all in, but I just want to get the announcements in. We're going to have them a little bit more later as we go along. All right, we're going to take the very first caller here. Caller from the 216 area call. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Yes, this is Nate Diffel.
Hey, Nate, how are you?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I know you said, enough with the announcements already.
Well, I got some nice, something interesting for you tonight.
All right. We miss you, so we always prepare for us to have some fellowship with you. What you got?
Thank you. I have some teeth. A new piece I wrote is called The Dish Diaries.
Okay.
Veronica was fine, young, and loved to get nutted in all the time. Her pussy was just as much a part of the community as the Boys and Girls Club up the street from her house. If any man helped her out with her kids, he could have her community nutted in pussy. You see, she never went to the clinic to get checked out. She just dished her pussy, believing any and all STDs would be cleansed, including the nuts of her son's closest friend. Story number two. Tanya was light-skinned, big old booty, flat stomach, and loved going to clubs, hoping she'd fall on one and get beat with it. She would tease a nigga. When he did fuck her, he would skeet deep. This was her weekly repeat. She was too ashamed to go to the doctor. She believed a douche was the cure-all. One night, a nigga slipped her a pill in the VIP, and she passed out. She came 2 hours later. Her girls took her home, then to the hospital. The doctors huddled around to discuss how to go about curing the 9 STDs they found in her pussy. They gave her shot after shot. Hopefully, she got the message, although she loved her cum like thick white snot. Wanda loved the nightlife, partying with her girls. She loved two dicks inside of her. One pounding her ass, one pounding her pussy. She loved traffic going in both directions. She kept two Summer's Eve dish kits, with her every weekend when she partied. She picks up two guys she knew, but they had no idea she loved hot loads shooting up her anus and pussy. She was cuckoo for two almond joys with nuts, not worried about leaking dicks or contaminated cum because she dished out both holes as she took home her pussy to her husband, the cure-all dish again. Her name was Lisa, and she was torn between her baby daddy and newfound boyfriend. She would leave the house from getting banged out and fucked real good and then go over her boyfriend's house with a freshly dished pussy. She would suck his dick, unaware he just fucked a friend around the corner and didn't have a chance to wipe his dick clean, but he let her suck it anyway. Boyfriend number two tries to go down on Lisa, but she insists and fights, so he won't fuck her pussy. But he overpowers her, and he eats it anyway, and they fuck. He awakes the next morning with a light crust around his mouth. She says, "Oops, I forgot to dish my pussy." Be aware, my friends, the dating game can be nasty, it's true. But what's a man or a woman to do? I had a friend once who, when he met a female, he asked her to go with him to the clinic. After all, who better to tell him if anyone else has been in it than Dr. Bennett? The female was STD-free, and so was he. She ended up having more respect for him than her previous cheating boyfriend. I hope you've enjoyed these lyrical dishes and never run across or be a part of the Dish Diaries. That is my piece.
Tell me what is on your mind. Man, we can always expect for you to come in there for what you do, you. So that's what's important.
I mean,
well,
you
need to.
I mean, you'd be surprised at how many women that I run across that actually believe that.
Mm. Wow. That's interesting. It just, we're in there. Wow.
Yeah, it's I ran across three or four females that actually believe that.
Really?
That just dishing it. Yeah, that's why I wrote that poem, because a lot of females believe in Cleveland. I'm not speaking for all across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I can only write by where I live at. But there's
right.
a lot of females here that believe that you could just dish, and that's I've met two, three. And there's a lot of women out there that believe that, and that's not true, because my sister tell me that they're really not even healthy for you. So,
there's a better process keeping yourself healthy and clean and April fresh, spring fresh.
Right.
Where am I going with that? We have sweat problems on it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Great. Thank you so much for that piece. You want to plug anything, but, you know, you're still doing the comedy?
Yeah. The poetry, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm still off and on. I'm doing it. I've been tied up into some other stuff, but when I get a chance, yeah.
All right.
But I'm still writing a book. I'm gonna think. I was gonna ask you, what is your phone number? Because I need somebody sent me a contract to publish my book, but it was kind of shifty to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't sign it. But I want to know, like, what was your take on things if I have my book published with you. So how can I go about getting in contact with you?
Okay, you can I'll take down your number if you want me to.
Okay. Yeah, you got it right there on your thing, right?
Yeah.
Just take it and give me a call.
When you, you know, we'll have to discuss that because we closed our submissions for this year because we have so many that we're getting out, but we will call you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Nate Dizzle.
I appreciate it.
That's right, Mr. Dizzle. We so appreciate you always coming through and supporting the show. It's always a fun time with you.
Well, you're quite welcome. You're quite welcome.
All right. Well, that was Mr. Nate Dizzle. Thank you, Nate. We're going to keep the show going here. We're going to take the very and Nate got me all choked up. I'm laughing. I can't even barely. All right. Well, we are going to take the very next caller. All right, caller from the 313 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. And I was just getting ready to say Mr. CBD, but he's still. But we are going to. Are you there, caller from the 313? You're on the air. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? 313, and your first three digits is 786. All right, we will come back to you. All right. Don't be scared. We entreat you in love on the show. All right, we're going to keep the show going, and we're going to, you know, keep our artists in the mix because we have several artists that are performing in our event this upcoming September, and we are definitely trying to keep them in the mix. We are going to be probably announcing all those people who ranked in each category probably on the show after next because we should have, you know, all the compiled together. You won't know who's the winner, but you'll know who ranked. And it could be you. Never know. All right, we're going to play this track by Honest Abe with the Black Sunrise.
Your tear shocks of pain to become your tear shocks and a glass to drink away the sorrow inside. Confiding in me might have been one of the best moves you made because it allowed me to comprise this poem, making your ejaculated suffering fade away. You deserve to feel like a beacon of light that he can't help but see on a daily basis. A black sunrise whose face can't be denied. More than a Salisbury steak that's only taken out the freezer at dinner time. In place and blame, to feed the flame is the last thing I want to do. But I'm sure you're thinking something like, put down that glass of shut up juice and speak to your woman. Put out that stick of weed so your blind mind can see how unpleased your woman is. I'm not trying to hate on your man. They should know better to ignore his number one fan. Abe wants you to know that you are a treasure that can't be buried in a chest of solitude. Your pain and suffering shouldn't have to be balled up in a silent chamber, and the agony in your soul and eyes shouldn't equal the thickness in your hips and your thighs. Though these issues you got with your man make the quality time shaky, my words can be the peace to your mind's sick psyche as the bed quaking, mind shaking. Love making seems to have died down now. You've told me he loves you, and I've been trying to take your word for it without a doubt. The notion he don't like you, I failed to see the truth in. And now I find out you're carrying his child. Unplanned, like a clog in a drain or a bullet to the brain, it was holding on to it like an old man with a cane. But the days go by, and now tell me it's gone. See, I know the son lost. Your miscarried child makes this liquid frustration. Bloody tears exposing ears that need comforting. And I hear all the time, the more things change, the more they stay the same. That's why it's hard for me to fathom you being shook, as if you were common cold, thinking, how can he be so bold with you? Still, your feelings were insignificant slaves sold to white masters. And he too may be hurting from this too common tragedy of nature, but needs to open his eyes and see the bigger picture of the situation. And you struggle to regain conscious hindsight to equal the sum of distracting relationship to arguments that made you a little numb. And to tell the truth, I'm starting to get a bad contact high off the sticky, icky tree smoking stress coming at you. Your life right now shouldn't be a chain that'll lace with pain, whether cloudless skies reflecting your beautiful black sunrise. And testifying to me and the gods above may have you mess around and recapture the good love that's slipping out your fingers, so there is hope for the future. Always remember your time on this earth is precious. The infectious viruses contaminating these still waters must be treated in order for the sacred essence to be revitalized. And you don't take shit, you make shit. So defertilize the unsanitary weeds, put it in your soil. I'm here to help and keep the winter chills hitting your encounter feel so cold. The shine you embody can still circulate again. And end the blood clots living in the place above you belong. Be strong and hold on to climb the face ladder I put in your sights. Ignore lighting that stick of dynamite on faithful deception. This TV's on the right channel, but with bad reception.
Yes, yes, Detroit and all my global listeners, that was Mr. Honest Abe. I really, really love that piece of Black Sunrise. All right, we're going to keep the show going. We got 21 minutes remaining. All right. I think we have a couple of people from the 313 area. If you guys are here to speak your piece, let us know. Raise your hand, select option one, so we'll know that you want to chime in and share a piece with us this evening. Otherwise, I'm going to keep it going here. I'm going to first play our spoken word billboard commercial here, and we'll be back after this. It's very, I promise it's short. It's not a long commercial at all. But here we go.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
All right, Detroit and all the global listeners, and there we go. That's our Spoken Word Billboard Awards commercial, pre-commercial. We will be having another commercial coming out relatively soon. Just recap of our announcements. We, Michael Michelle Publishing, has gained our first international author and poet. We have a couple of more international authors and poets. We're going to be publishing in more self-help books, novelists, many, many, many more inspirational books, more poetry books. So we have a great, great lineup of great, amazing people that are going to be joining our family. So proud of all of them because they are amazing people. They have done a great job, and you know, I'm looking so forward to you guys being able to really appreciate many of their work. Charles Frimpong, he's definitely an awesome poet and has an amazing talent, and I'm glad to have him aboard with us. His book is coming out July 6th, and I'm so happy about Mr. R.C. Harris, novel, his first novel. He told me 2.5 years ago that I was going to publish his book, and I said, I don't think so, I don't know. But 2.5 years later, he was right. He was right. And he was at the beginning of when I first came out with my name. I remember talking to him on the phone, and I had another name for my company, and he was there at the moment of inspiration when I came up with the name for the company. And actually, I think it was about 3 years ago. But I am so excited that he has an amazing novel out incoming, and it is he's doing a great job with it. He's out trying to promote it and do his thing with it. So I'm very, very proud of him for doing such a great job with the, just really going forth with his work. And he's working on a book signing that he's going to be doing in North Carolina. We try to help him with coordinate things, but I'm looking for great things from him and many of our other authors that are on the platform and who will be joining the platform. With that being said, I'm not going to recap all the, you guys can follow me on my Facebook page at Official Michelle E. Alford. That's my fan page to see what's going on with us. We got a lot going on, the 10 Palette Salad, June 30th, and then we have the Spoken Billboard Awards September 29th. The ticket information can also be found on my fan page as well as my main page. If you want to find that out, you can go to the Canton Village Theater website and, look under the month of September, and you'll see the Spoken Word Billboard Awards on their site where you go to their box office to purchase the tickets to attend the event. We're looking for a swell evening that night, and we're looking for some amazing poets to just really, explode. We have just an amazing event planned for that evening. It's just not going to be spoken word artists, but it's going to be comedians. It's going to be dancers, it's going to be vocalists, so it's just going to be a great time of entertainment. With that being said, I'm going to take the very next caller. Alrighty. Caller from the 313 area call, you are on the air with Ms. Poetic Key. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hello.
Hi, Kelly, how are you?
I'm fine.
Great. What are you going to do for us? I'm happy to hear your voice.
I'm going to do a title called Change Your Mind.
All right.
1 second ago, you said you loved me. 2 minutes ago, you left me alone. 3 hours ago, you're weeping and crying, wondering if you should go back home. 4 days have passed. Now you want me to return. I take it things did not go according to your plan. 5 weeks has went by, and you're still singing that same lullaby. 6 months is now here, and nothing has changed. Stop wasting my time. I am not the one for game. 7 years has come and gone. You still have not caught on. And 8 seconds ago, you're back in the same rut. You are the one that messed up. 9 minutes ago, you back in my face in total dismay. 10 hours, and now you want me to step in. 11 days ago, you did not want me to help you anymore. And 12 weeks has now taken its toll on you. When will you learn I'm not to be played. I gave you plenty of chances to get your life straight. Now is the time for you to change your mind and give your life to me. All you have to do is have faith and believe, and that's my piece.
All right, Kelly, we so enjoyed that piece. I'm trying to refresh the screen here and clap it up for you. All right. We so appreciate you for that. I want you to share with everyone your books or your website, all that great information, so they can reach out and touch you.
Oh, okay. That poem was from my book, Sacred Thoughts, Understanding the Journey. My website is Motivated to Inspire You, and I'm also on Facebook as well.
All right. Thank you so much, Kelly. I so appreciate you so much. Just don't know. Kelly is on my team. She's helping me put the spoken word billboards together and on the map. So I appreciate that. When I met her, I felt like I had known her all my life. She's such a sweet spirit. All right. We're going to take the next caller. Thank you again, Kelly.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to take the very next caller on the air. Caller from the 714 area code, you are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? I know I'm losing my voice, people, so excuse me. 714, you're on the air? All right, we'll come back to you. All right, well, we're going to keep it going. I see quite a few people on still on the air, 313-615, 314, all right, 202, all of those people, amazing people, you are on the air. If you're just tuning in, we so appreciate your presence here on the Poetic Energy Network station. But if you want to read, go ahead and select option one, and we will pull you on through. So far, I've really enjoyed all of the people that were able to come through this evening and share with us. But we're going to keep the Go Show going here because we only have 11 more minutes, folks. And I want to give you a treat of another performer that's going to be with us this September. Oh, all right. We gotta get to it here. I don't know. We're having a little kind of interesting night tonight with the switchboard here. You know, we've been doing this 2 years now, and it never ceases to amaze me that sometimes things just happen that way. All right, we're gonna go with Mr. Larry Edwards. With spoken word, with the spoken word piece. All right. Girl, like no other.
girl like no other, Can't wine and dine you, can't buy your fancy things, can't buy your mink coats and bless your fingers with $1,000 rocks or rings. I'm just a two-job juggling, everyday struggling, brother who's hustling. I hope you understand, I'm a simple man. No, I don't know what you're looking for, don't know if I'd be the one that you'd adore. No, I'm not a fly guy, maybe not a perfect guy, but I can say at least I'm a real guy. But if you could just see me and what's on the inside of me, there's beauty to know.
Welcome back, Detroit, and all my global listeners. I see Stevie G is in the house. We're going to connect him in right quick. Hey, Stevie G.
What's up, Poetic E? How you doing?
I'm good.
Everybody out there, what's good?
All right. The show has been going great. I heard you did a great, awesome job last week.
I did all right. They're just telling you that.
I heard you play some old school music. I guess I need to let you hold down the mic a little bit more. I heard Paul next to me said Steven was jamming.
My old school stuff, so.
Yeah, I know that's your flavor. I like a little bit of that flavor, too.
It was just an old school type night.
All right. Well, you know what? You had the mic and the control, so you had to do what you do, and that's the only way to do it. All right. We're going to keep it going. All right. Well, we have Stevie D. I know you just arrived in the building, but did you want to share a piece before I go down the line again?
No, go on and do your thing. I only got 6 minutes left. I'll take us out, and then I'm going to go watch the game.
Okay. Well, we have so many people on the line, but, you know, nobody's raising their hand. I guess all the poets that read so far, they did a great job, so appreciate them. And we're just going to keep it going here then. And share one more piece. Okay, you guys heard Laurie Edwards, who's going to be on in our show this September. But I want to play one of my other favorite spoken word artists out here, awesome lady and sister. I'm going to play Miss Jazzy Sadiv with You Again. Check it out, y'all.
Baby, stop for a minute. Hey, baby, I was wondering.
grieving, the depth of myself, so I mourn. Never wanted to be a woman scorned. Love, hate, I'm torn. The veil of loneliness, I've worn. Because most men are either in jail, on dope, or eating dog food. So most women fail, lose hope, or play the fool. I'm sick of hurting from body aches and mental scrapes, push beaten and bruised, underestimated, tested, and used. That's not the life I choose. Resilience has made me stronger. Let the bullshit live no longer. For the answer, I hunger. Feed me. Feed me till I'm full and can't stand it. The truth, I demand it. I don't want to sugarcoat it or dip in deception. Hold the assumption, serve it on a plate of reflection. Self-reflection, dispose of false perception. I perceive that you played the role. No applaud, but you can take a bow. So you wanted me, just not right now. And while you were feeling me, and I was feeling you, flaws and all, but you were only feeling my inside walls. I'm tired of the infatuation and lust. Whatever happened to intimacy and trust? I want a real man. I deserve this. Because my realness makes the fake ones nervous. I pray for a soulmate to the powers that be. That's why I'm holding on so patiently. I guess there's circumstances that keeps us apart. Separation anxiety, it gets so hard. I believe in love, so I keep the faith. I believe in happiness, so we work the way. I believe in happiness, so we work the way.
Welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was Miss Jazzy Sadiq. So you guys got a little bit of the flavor we're going to have this September with Mr. Laurie Atwood, Miss Jazzy Sadiq, and a couple of more other people tonight. I wish I could find CBD.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what we did with your phone.
Oh, that's a shame. You lost me.
No, I don't think we properly did. You didn't have a name for that song. No, we have a million and one.
It's called I Want
You. Huh?
It's called I Want You.
I Want You.
I Want You.
Can you share with the people a little bit of that before we go?
Well, I'll just play it as a good night song.
You want to play it as a good night song? Okay,
yeah.
Well, the time has wound down for the show, and my brilliant co-host has come up with a great idea, because I want you guys to get a taste of Mr. CBG. For those of you who don't know, I'm pretty sure all of you know what amazing voice he has, but when he's, coming here in this September, he's going to break down the house, and this is how he's going to do it. Let me let him take the mic and do what he do.
Hold on a minute. I got to pull it up. You caught me by surprise.
For all that talking, I was lining you up.
Lined me up, but I wasn't expecting you to line me up. I got to find it. It's here. It's not far. Believe me, I'll find it, but I got to look for it.
I just want to make it, keep you guys informed about the all the announcements that we made this evening. Mike Michelle Publishing is international now. We have our first international author import his book, Remnants of My Soul, will be released July 6th. Mr. Charles Frimpong from Ghana. We're so glad to have him on in the Michael Michelle family. Mr. R.C. Harris, a.k.a. Mr. Virgil Skill, has his novel, that released last month, April 30th, that he's preparing for an upcoming book signing in North Carolina, so we'll keep you posted with that. I've been nominated for the Small Business Influencer 2012 in the expert category. And also, I found out today that my company, Mia Happy Life Coaching, is in line for with an opportunity to win a $250,000 grant with Chase Bank. There are a lot of people who are getting in to try to get their bid and to try to win. That's going on right now, but you have to be, your company has to be accepted for people to even start voting for you. So we put a link out for people to start voting. So I would appreciate your vote. I did create an event. You can find it on my page, my fan page, and my personal page. If you don't mind, just click it and vote for Mia Happy Life Coaching. That's one of my companies. And we hope to win. It'd be great to win $250,000 to do more things within the community. I am hosting June 30th at 4 o'clock at the YWCA in Inkster, Michigan, 26429 Michigan Avenue, a 10-pallet salad where I'm inviting the community to dine with me. I'll be preparing all 10 salads and, you know, of course, drinks, all with natural and organic food, you know, vegetables and things of that nature. So it's going to be a healthy day of eating, and it's all on me. You can just dine with me for free. And we'll be doing that a couple of times throughout the year. But with that being said, Mr. Stevie G, are you ready, my dear friend?
Yes, ma'am, I am ready. And that's what I call lining me up.
Okay. All right.
And the name of this track is called I Want You. I Want You Bad.
You know. that's me, y'all. Stevie G, have a great weekend.
Good night.
Good night.